Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tommy brought everyone a treat today.
I did. Happy birthday, Kelly.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, are these for Kelly?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Those are Kelly's.
I'm just saying they are not because I didn't know it was her birthday.
So last week, Tommy brought Oreos that were flavored like Coca-Cola.
Universally derided.
Like, yeah,
everyone hated them.
Oh, and I burped later and it tasted like when Coke comes up. Like if you, when you're a kid, you'd drink some of your mom and dad's Coca-Cola and then run around and it'd burp up and go through your little, up your throat.
There's something incredibly wrong about the cream not being white in Oreos, too. Whenever they change it into a different color, it just looks like my brain goes, you're about to eat Play-Doh.
Yeah, but the Halloween ones are great.
It's red, it's Play-Doh.
How does it make you feel when you say something so definitive and Maitland just laughs in your face like that?
It's good.
Because it happens about two or three times a week. It makes me so happy.
I don't mind. I like bringing joy to people.
It's just because sometimes, it's a random sentence here.
I just don't think it's right when the frosting's not white and Oreos.
But also the orange Halloween Oreos, there's something better about them.
That's what I'm saying.
They're so good.
Well, Tommy has brought two cans. Boys, I hope we can drink all this, Tommy. Each can, 7.5 fluid ounces.
I think we'll be okay.
Oreo Coke Zero.
Ugh. Oh, God. There's so many things wrong with that.
So many things right about it, Steve.
No.
So you drank the other four.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I brought six in because there's six of us. I bought them because there was a six pack. I'm like, that's perfect. And then over the weekend, four disappeared. I don't know what happened.
Wait, really? You didn't drink them?
I did drink them.
Oh.
I was just trying to sound like a better person.
You left them here Friday and then came back and drank four of them?
Well, no, they're in my fridge at home.
Okay.
Because I forgot to bring them on Friday.
Oh, okay. I
and
see.
And then suddenly there was just four gone. I don't know what happened.
Well, that makes sense. All right.
I'm disturbed at how bad your taste is.
You're inspired by my tastes? You just threw in a fit about cream and Oreo.
Yeah, I'm discerning. You're not. You'll put anything in your face.
Yeah, that's true. Today I learned I'll put anything in my face.
I've seen what you eat, man.
Tommy's insides look like a Pringles can you stored motor oil in.
It's like Tommy's body is going, you're thin, but how can we become a diabetic?
Yeah, I'll say yesterday's breakfast was Nerd gummies. The clusters.
Oh my God. Yeah, you have a real sweet tooth.
Oh, I do.
You should write a blog about your toes so that you know what they look like after they get chopped off by a doctor.
You should take monthly pictures of those things. One day it'll be all you have. Man.
So I can remember them in their prime.
We're going to tell you during the break what a Hustle Sunday is. You're going to want to eat that.
From Sugarfoot, of course.
Tommy, would you like to bartend or do you want me to do it? He's going to come in and bartend.
It is clever how they did this, though. Marketing.
The crossover.
Where they did, they did Oreo-flavored Coke and Coke-flavored Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
What's
move.
Another product that might do that? Pizza and Pepsi?
Ugh.
Pizza Hut and Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Or when Peeps did that with Pepsi, though.
Oh, they did. That
was
disgusting.
I don't know if there was Pepsi-flavored Peeps, though.
They totally missed the opportunity.
I think there was.
Remember to call it Peepsy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we called it.
Yeah, I don't really understand the point of companies ever doing this. You'd think that it would cost so much just to do it for, the joke.
Tommy's getting aggressive with these pours, and I don't think he needs to.
Yeah.
Oh, that one must be Steve's because he made it giant.
Yeah.
Are you that annoyed? But you don't smell Coke when you get it, do you?
Sure.
No, you smell Coca-Cola and... Oh, no, I do. I love the smell of Coca-Cola.
You do? But this smell made you... What
this
does it smell
got,
like?
It smells like the aftertaste of an Oreo, which to me always tastes like you've been chewing on a toy.
Weren't you addicted to eating Oreos?
I love Oreos.
What a weird description.
I hate the aftertaste of an Oreo, though.
Is that why you have to eat another one right
away? Yes, exactly. That's how they
smart
get you.
Smart move.
To me, the smell of this compared to normal Coke, it smells more like Pepsi. Thank to you. Me. Because
gross.
Pepsi is sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
Maitland turned into Hawk 2
oh,
a girl
man,
for
now
a
that you
second
said that,
there.
It does smell like Pepsi. Yep, you're exactly right.
I think it smells like the air fresheners they put in a porta potty.
Wow, that's a dramatic.
Oh, that too.
What an endorsement for Pepsi, though.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, well,
Pepsi.
Let's try this.
The
crap.
Air fresheners from a porta potty.
All right. How bad is this? Let's find out.
So Tommy has brought us Oreo Coke. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought we were gonna like, you know, toast and cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Happy birthday, Kelly.
Oh, gross.
That aftertaste is horrible.
It's very medicinal.
Horrific.
Oh, why is it thick?
It does have like a on your tongue.
I mean, I think
God, Coke everyone should spit. Is that what
leaves the aftertaste is kind of neat.
I taste the cream.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Cream team.
I just taste
it. It reminds me of vanilla Coke and marshmallow Coke. It all.
Marshmallow Coke?
Marshmallow Coke. Marshmallow.
Did you say it that way? Did you say it that way?
I did.
No,
a long
that
time
was
ago.
When we were whatever game we were doing, and we couldn't say.
That's right. That's
we
right.
Couldn't say R's, but I stopped saying R's too.
Okay.
And then I also called marshmallows a vegetable, and people believed that I believed marshmallows were a vegetable, and I think some people still do.
There are some people who take the things you say way too seriously.
I know. I'm so good at sounding stupid. People believe I am.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, Tommy, thanks. We really appreciate
job, Tommy.
It. Maybe later
delightful.
We could all throw this away together.
Yeah. I actually, I'm not thankful at all. I hate you, Tommy.
You've ruined my birthday, actually.
I honestly don't know how people drink like 2 liters of Coke every day or whatever, like straight out. I don't, like fountain Coke doesn't bother. I like that. But straight out of a bottle or a can, one swig of that and my teeth are completely coated. Like, yeah. And I can feel it. I hate it. I just hate that sugary. It's too much. I don't know how people do that.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.